Iedere week 2 uur lang gospelmuziek, nieuws en nog veel meer. Dit is de Glory of Gospel.
Vanaf mijn veilige plek wacht ik tot u langskomt. Tussen de bladeren door kijk ik of ik u al zie. Vanaf mijn veilige plek wacht ik tot u langskomt. Tussen de bladeren door kijk ik of ik u al zie. Zult u mij zien, wanneer u langsloopt? Zult u mij horen, wanneer ik u roep? Zult u mij herkennen, wanneer u mijn gezicht ziet? Nu ik hier wacht, voel ik dat het brandt. Voel ik dat het brandt in mij. En nu ik hier wacht, voel ik dat het brandt. Voel ik dat het brandt in mij. En ja, ik wil u leren kennen, steeds beter en steeds meer. Ik verlang naar uw nabijheid. Vanaf mijn veilige plek zie ik dat u dichterbij komt. Tussen de bladeren door hoop ik dat u mij al ziet. Vanaf mijn veilige plek zie ik dat u dichterbij komt. Tussen de bladeren door hoop ik dat u mij al ziet. U zult mij zien wanneer u langs loopt. U zult mij horen wanneer ik u. U zult mij herkennen wanneer u mijn gezicht ziet. Nu ik hier wacht, voel ik dat het brandt. Voel ik dat het brandt in mij. Nu ik hier
Leuk dat je luistert naar deze nieuwe uitzending van The Glory of Gospel. Muziek waar je in blijft geloven. Iedere week 2 uur lang bij je lokale omroep. En voor alle informatie over ons programma www.gloryofgospel.nl. Speciale uitzending, want we hebben een Engelsman, of eigenlijk een Ierse man, op bezoek tijdens deze uitzending. En leg die maar eens uit wat de Polderstudio is, want daar zitten we vandaag. Nou ja, dan moet je het maar over landschap hebben en over koetjes en kalfjes. En dan leg je een beetje uit hoe de Polderstudio in elkaar zit. Maar het is gelukt. Hij is hier aanwezig. Ik heb het over Andrew Fenney. En die gaan we straks ook zeker horen hier live tijdens de Glory of Gospel. Leuk dat je luistert deze uitzending. Heb je de uitzending gemist of wil je hem terugluisteren? Meld het in ieder geval op de socials bij vrienden. Dan kun je naar onze website gloryofgospel.nl. Ik wil alvast Dries bedanken dat hij de Polderstudio weer beschikbaar heeft gesteld voor deze mooie uitzending. We gaan een van de vrienden van Andrew Fenney draaien. En dan heb ik het over William Wixley. En we gaan eerst luisteren naar het nummer Drifting Away.
Life passing by like a rushing wind. Chasing after dreams consuming me. It all goes slipping through my fingers, drifting away. I don't care about it any longer, not another step without you. Hey! Drifting, drifting, drifting away. It's just empty trophies on a shelf. It all goes slipping through my fingers, drifting, drifting away. I don't care about it any longer, not another step without you. Hey! Not another step without you.
Drifting, drifting, drifting away.
William Wixley, het nummer Drifting Away. Andrew, but I write it here. That's Andrew Fenney.
There you go.
Fenney.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Fenney.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. Nice job.
It's good, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome here.
Oh, thank you. It's really, really good to be here.
Yes. When do you come to Holland?
I arrived on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, and I'll be here until Sunday. And then I'll head back home to Ireland.
Okay. We're driving with the car?
Well, here, yes. Well, I flew here.
I flew
to the Netherlands, yeah.
Ja, dus hij vliegt naar Nederland. Miranda Tollenaar, ook welkom. Is je wel even goed om... jij gaat mij af en toe een beetje helpen, want mijn Engels gaat steeds weer beter. Maar het is alweer 2 jaar geleden dat ik artiesten heb gehad. Dus, en helemaal buitenlandse artiesten. Dus mijn Engels wordt niet heel vaak aangesneden. And we have got the song Father.
Yeah.
This was a working together with Elisa Krijsman.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
How does it come to that?
How did it come to us doing a collaboration?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a part of a collective called Bonfire Music of different songwriters around Europe. And I met Elisa through Bonfire. Elisa works with Bonfire, and he's currently producing music for Bonfire.
Yeah.
And that's how we crossed paths. And I started to write the album that I'm almost finished. I started to work on it about a year and a half ago, a little more. And I was introduced to Elisa as someone who would produce that album.
Yeah,
and so we began to work together, and we thought it would be a really good idea to have him feature on the song Father. He's producing it, and it's the song Father is really the Our Father put into a song in a type of way.
Yeah,
and so the idea of sharing that with different nationalities here in the Netherlands and having an artist from the Netherlands sing it in partially in Dutch, well, it seemed like a really good idea. I mean, there are fathers for everyone.
Yeah.
So, and that's where we started to talk about the idea and that's what happened.
Yeah. Are you going to sing in the Netherlands? Dutch?
Am I going to sing Dutch?
Yeah.
No. I'll sing the full English version. If Elisa was here, he'd help me out. But no, I would butcher that if I tried to do that.
There is an English artist, and I think, do you know it? The English artist who sings with friends here in Chris Tomlin of Matt Redman.
Oh, he sings in Dutch, but he sings in Nederlands?
Ja, hij zingt in het Nederlands. Een Engelse artiest. Ik moet het eens even opzoeken straks. Maar goed.
Multitalented.
Ja, ja. He can... I think he have talent for Dutch singing.
Good. It's not easy. It's hard for me to understand even a little bit.
Ja, ik zei het al aan het begin. Hoe leg je dan polderstudio uit? De polderstudio.
Ja.
How I explain it to you, hè?
Ja, ja. Great, the polderstudio. Yeah. The farm.
Ja, yeah, the farm studio.
Farm studio.
Ja. Yeah.
I love it. It's so great.
Where are the chickens?
where are the chickens? They're coming later. They're on after me.
Goed. You are also a singer for us.
Yeah.
You have new songs with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you introduce one of your new tracks?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is one of the songs on the album. It's called I Will Not Let Go. Do you want to hear a little bit about what the song is about?
Yeah.
The song, when I songwrite, I often just sit down with the guitar and I scratch my head asking myself the question, what will I write about? And that's always for me, that's one of the challenges for songwriting is like, what, you know, you might have something interesting to sing, a melody or something, but what, you know, what will I sing about? And I began to just sing about a relationship between two people, and one of the people in the relationship is madly in love with the other person, and the other person is very uninterested and in the love and the pursuit that this person has given them.
Yeah.
And I wrote it in that way, but my idea was to write that it's in some way it is God's love and pursuit of us as humans, and how often we are unrespond, we don't respond to that, or are uninterested in God's love. And so I try to write a song from that perspective, the perspective of how God is pursuing us and loves us, and how maybe he feels about us. So that's where the song came from.
We and, hear it.
Yeah, oh, my pleasure.
Yes. Goed, we gaan live luisteren naar dit nummer van Andrew Finney.
Well, I wish I could pull you into my chest and whisper the love that I long to confess. If you, my darling, I'd lay down my life to spend just a moment shared at your side. And every day I wait for my chance. If just for a moment you'd give me a glance. Well, darling, I'll try and I'll try till the end. For I am consumed with a love for your hand. And I will not let go. I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you'll be mine, you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Whoa, oh. Well, I've spent all my pennies, I've spent all I've got. But you just don't seem to think that is enough. If flowers and diamonds and gold you require, well, I'll give you more than your heart could desire. And my broken heart will not heal by itself. This unyielding love will just leave me a mess. The candle is burning and time will run out. But I'll do all I can to turn you around. And I will not let go. I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you'll be mine, you'll be mine, you'll be mine. And I will not let go, because I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you'll be mine, you'll be mine, you'll be mine. So dress the wounds upon my heart. Relentless love tears me apart. And when I've done all I can, what more can I do? If I love you, but you don't love me too. And I will not let go. I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you'll be mine, you'll be mine, you'll be mine. And I will not let go. I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you be mine, you be mine, you be mine. And I will not let go. I cannot let go. Let go of the hope that one day you be mine, you be mine, you be mine.
Woohoo! Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure. Yeah.
It was nice. The first time I hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have the song in my mail, but I didn't have the time to listen.
Yeah. This could have been good, could have been bad.
This was good. This was good. This was very good. Thank you. You have said that you are with Bonfire.
Yeah.
How many people are with Bonfire?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five or six artists with Bonfire.
In all countries, Netherlands, Ireland.
We have myself, Ireland. Yeah. We've got an American based in the Netherlands. We have another Netherlands person. Is that what you would say? William, yeah.
William Wixley.
William Wixley, yeah. We've another gentleman from South Africa. Is that right?
Yeah, who lives in
England. Who's currently living in England. And we've a girl from the Faroe Islands as well. And it's a group of collective that is in some ways growing and shrinking and changing, but currently grown, really.
Yeah, but every people, they write and they sing.
Yeah. So it's a collective of songwriters, singers.
Singer-songwriters.
Singer-songwriters and people who lead worship in church and in churches and and people who do other. But yeah.
Yeah. But is it always together writing or do you, moet ik zeggen, inspiratiebron, zeg maar, of dat je elkaar helpt?
Are you helping each other? He's asking.
Yeah.
Or?
It's a mix. It's a mix of both. Yeah. Of co-writing together and writing individually and helping one another out and finishing songs and improving stuff that we're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this week you go to William Wixley and
not this visit. I'm visiting places like the Polar Studio, different radio stations. And just promoting the stuff that I've written and the solo album that I'm working on.
How many songs are ready for the people?
On the album?
Yeah.
12 songs.
12 songs. Yeah, and they already writing and finish.
Yeah. I finished recording the last song today, actually, in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wouldn't surprise. Don't be too surprised if another one appears unexpectedly.
Die moet je even vertalen op het einde.
Hij zei, misschien komt er zomaar nog een nummer bij.
Okay. Dus you write this week also.
Yeah.
Or not?
Did I write this week?
Yeah, this week. A song for the album or not?
No, it's just been stuff. I'm constantly writing songs, but the songs, the 12 songs for the album have been written over a long space of time.
Yeah.
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 And when comes the album?
Yeah.
When is it
released fully?
Yeah.
It'll be fully released in April.
April.
And before then, well, three of the songs have currently appeared on Spotify, if you check it out. But that'll continue to happen. But then as soon as April comes, the entire album will be released.
Yeah, but April is now October.
Yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah. We like to keep people on their toes, you know.
Okay.
But no,
you know Dutch people? Fast, eh?
I know they're always on time. I know that much. So it won't be late. But I will say that songs will appear. Between now and then, we'll be gradually releasing a song at least every month. And then the whole album will be released in April.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You have the name of the album?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is it possible to say that?
Yeah. The name of the album is Come Alive.
Yeah.
And one of the songs on the album is also shares that title of Come Alive. And the name comes about by, from personal experience. I remember coming to faith myself, and feeling really alive for the first time in my life. And Jesus promises that. He said, "I've come to give you full life, life to the full." And so the songs and the music that I write have been very much inspired by that relationship that I have with God. And my hope is that people would experience that same thing that I've experienced through relationship with God of coming alive. So the album is very much an expression of that, that relationship that I have with God, and how that has brought life to me, and how I desire that other people would experience that as well in their own lives.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you want to play another song of?
Yeah,
we going to listen to a song.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I think you must play a song.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Which number you are going to play?
This is called Woe Life.
Woe Life, and yeah. What is it for a number? Song?
What is it about?
Yeah.
It's a song. It's a song that describes a person who lives quite dangerously. I pitched it to a James Bond movie, but it didn't make it.
007.
I'm kidding, obviously. But but no,
you fly in your room and you think I'm writing
007. It's a song inspired by just the idea of someone living a dangerous life, and you know what? I'll leave the rest of it up for interpretation.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Yes, that's very good.
All right.
We go listen to this number, this song. Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 you can take a thousand paths, life will come and life will pass. Build your castle, build your gate, gain the world and make a name. Whoa, 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 whoa. Some are riches, some seek fame. But without truth, then life is vain. Open up your eyes to see what's wrong. Have you been fooled by the piper's song? Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. And all your life will be spent in vain if all you want is your selfish way. Oh man, take courage, it's time for change. Time's running out and you don't look safe. Whoa, 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 whoa. The broken road will rob you till you are captive to its will. But a day will come and a day you'll see that only one path sets you free. Whoa, 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 oh, oh, oh. Wisdom knows when it's time to wave the white flag in the sky. Blindness will be your disease if you are filled with self-conceit. Whoa, 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 whoa. And all your life will be spent in vain if all you want is your selfish way. Romantic courage, it's time for change. Time's running out and you don't look safe. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
His family backs off back, but his body just told him that it's time for him to go. He never asked to come back. His only son is burning, and the things are far from true, but he starts to believe in what they say about him. Oh, how could he be such a fool? So hold on just a little bit longer. One day he'll make all things anew. Hold on just a little bit longer. Just one more step to breakthrough. Oh, hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little more time. She sings her songs on Sunday, though her man's about to fall. She lifts her hands into the sky, but she can't not make sense of it all. So hold on just a little bit longer. One day he'll make all things new. Hold on just a little bit longer. Just one more step to break through. Oh, hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little more time. Every morning when the sun comes, there's a brand new day. They close their eyes and see together. It is time to pray. And they say, so hold on just a little bit longer. One day he'll make all things new. Hold on just a little bit longer. Just one more step to breakthrough. Oh, hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little more time. Hold on just a little bit longer. One day he'll make all things new. Hold on just a little bit longer. Just one more step to breakthrough. Oh, hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little more time. Time.
Nummer Hold On van de Erik de Mooi Band. Daarvoor natuurlijk Andrew Finney met het hele mooie nummer Who Life. Zegt het goed? Wow, Life. Ja. Waarom gewoon niet Woo? Woo is better.
I think about that one.
For me is Who better.
Woo Life, I like it.
Yeah. We have questions for you.
All right.
You never heard it.
All right.
You sit good? Yeah? Yeah, you're sitting good?
I'm pretty comfortable, yeah? Thank you.
Yair, he said to you, eh? That I go through the deepte interview.
Yeah, the deep dive.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah? You sit good, eh?
I think so.
Yeah. What is better? Irish breakfast of Holland. Dutch breakfast.
That's it. You know, I this is going to sound a bit funny, but...
You must think what you said, eh? The listeners want to hear one answer from you. Look,
can you explain what is a Dutch breakfast to me? What is a Dutch breakfast?
That is bread with hagelslag.
Hagelslag. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that is that I eat every morning. But we have cheese, jam, chocolate.
But it must be
sweet. You like sweet stuff for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, always sweet.
Yeah, is there a problem with that? Yeah. I you know what, I'd have to pick Irish breakfast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what is the typical Irish breakfast then?
A typical Irish breakfast would be a typical Irish farmer's breakfast would be eggs and sausages and bacon and blood pudding, which we call black pudding.
Yeah.
With some toast and a cup of tea.
Okay. Yeah. And you eat it every morning?
Oh, no. If I ate that every morning, I'd be in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. No. For me, every morning would be toast bread.
Yeah.
And a cup of coffee, typically. Okay. Maybe an egg.
Yeah.
If I have time to make it in the morning.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you alone in Ireland or are you married?
Yeah. I'm married and I have three children.
Three
so
children.
I'm definitely not alone.
I forget you to ask, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No worries, yeah.
And what is the age of children?
My eldest daughter, her name is Lily. She is 8. And then I have a son of 5 and another son of 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
This little boy.
Oh, little boy. Yeah, yeah. A little handful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He but can... walk.
He walks.
Yeah.
He sings.
Yeah.
He sing. Yeah. He out of all the kids, out of the three children, he enjoys singing. So he'll sing. You'll hear him singing in the morning when he wakes up, and even before he goes to bed. And, and he's not bad. He holds pitch pretty good.
Okay. You have not. It's on the Facebook. Send it. We want to see it. You must take a video and post it on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
sure. I can do that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I look forward to it. What does your week look like in Ireland?
For me, generally my week will look like.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a youth worker and I'm with teenagers 4 days out of the week anyway.
Okay.
And so my job looks like visiting secondary schools, and we talk about mental health and how to help young people out with that. We have a lot of fun with them. We share personal life experiences, and it's a Christian charity that I work for, and we share the message of God's love for people. And we offer that to young people as well, that God could be a part of their life and could really help them.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah. So
as you look to the mental health, health.
Yeah, there you
health.
Go.
Yeah, it's mental help. Health.
Yeah.
Is it different in the time of COVID-19?
Yeah, it's people's mental health has been less healthy, let's just say. Yeah, the fear that has been around the pandemics and the pandemic and the lockdowns has really triggered people and made people a lot more anxious in life. And so I would say definitely, yeah, it's definitely changed due to COVID and all of that, and people would like to see that ending, you know.
Yeah. And in Ireland also was a lockdown and children have at home school.
Yeah. Yeah, schools were closed.
Yeah.
Closed, open, closed again.
Oh yeah.
But
the same in the Dutch.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. And so that has happened in the last 2 years. And in the beginning, when I remember the day when Ireland first got the news that that the first case was found in Ireland, I was in a secondary school at the time with about 50 lads about the age of 15, and they heard the news that the school was closing, and there was a huge celebration, you know, like it was the best day of their life.
Yeah.
But they didn't know it was going to last for a year and a half, it's they're pretty grateful to be back in school now.
Yeah. The time was too long to
close
the school.
Yeah.
Who connect you with the people when they are at home? Do you that with Teams? Do you have video conference with children in the the schools are closed?
Well, when the schools closed, our interaction with teenagers stopped, and we just started to work on the next year's material, next year's the talks and the theme that we prepare. So we were busy preparing that and busy working on different projects in the meantime, and trying to be more inventive in how we can become more take more of a media approach.
Yeah.
Since it was just the only interaction you had with people was through a screen.
Yeah.
So we just had to start thinking about that. How can we help teenagers through a screen? Because everyone's got one in their pocket, you know?
Yeah.
So we're working on that. And then as soon as the schools reopened last September, school teachers were much more concerned about the mental health of young people.
Yeah.
And this has probably been our busiest year, but for that reason, because we provide that service.
Yeah.
So
there's a nice work you do.
It's
at the schools.
It's rewarding. It has its challenging days, and I was a teenager one time, so I know what that's like. You know,
are you also a teenager?
No, I was once upon a time. There was a time, and I wasn't the easiest teenager. Myself, but so it my work is really rewarding and oftentimes challenging.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
you have 4 days in the school.
Yeah.
And then one day for the music
in the office, one of the days I spend in the office and doing different type of work that I need to do, and then as far as music goes, I'm there's a piano in my house ready, there's a guitar always there, and I just through in my evenings and then the weekends pick up my instrument and songwrite and every time that I have, I'll write music.
But the little Charles, they have also time with you. I think so.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And it's very difficult to write a song with a 2-year-old.
Yeah. daddy. Yeah. I want apple.
Yeah. Or trying to play the piano with a 2-year-old on your lap. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it's precious. It's precious time, and I should cherish it really.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I think we go listen to one song, and then the last song. The last song is Father.
Yeah,
but you also want one more song to sing.
We'll go for it.
Yeah. What song do you want to sing?
Can I think about that one? Let me think about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not too long.
No, I won't think too long about it. Yeah. And I'll leave it as a surprise. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So go for Father?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the full English version of Father. You're the God who sees, you are not blind. You're the God who hears his children cry. You're the only one when called upon can save. Compassionate, you will not hide your face. We pray, Father of heaven, holy is your name, and perfect is your way, your kingdom, and your will done here upon the earth as it is above. Mighty is your arm and strong your hand. Your enemies rise up, but who can stand? We seek your face because of who you are. Almighty, yet you have a Father's heart. And we pray, Father of heaven, holy is your name, and perfect is your way, your kingdom, and your will done here upon the earth as it is above. We pray, Father of heaven, holy is your name, and perfect is your way, your kingdom, and your will be done here upon the earth as it is above. Open up the heavens, open up the heavens, and revive this land, we pray. Come awaken, Father, every son and daughter, for your kingdom is our home. Open up the heavens, open up the heavens, and revive this land, we pray. Come awaken, Father, every son and daughter, for your kingdom is our home, is our home. You are our home. Your kingdom, that's where we belong. God, we welcome your kingdom here. Your kingdom here. In our hearts, in our midst, and on the earth. We pray, Father of heaven, holy is your name, perfect is your way, your kingdom, and your will done here upon the earth as it is above.
Ja, geweldig. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, this is nice to hear the full English version.
Yeah, there
version,
you go.
Version.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other version is with Elise Krijgsman. Yeah. This is especially. And Rainy also. Yeah. Rainy and Elisa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. I have asked that they come to here, but they can't come here this evening.
They couldn't come here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You have the whole day in the studio this day.
Yeah, we were in the studio from about 12 to roughly about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Working on a couple of songs, working on a song called Where You Are. And working on a song called Abba Father.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were there. Yeah, it was great. Good experience. Really good day.
Yeah.
So really pleased with it.
Yeah. Do you come... Kom je vaker naar Nederland?
Will you come more often to Holland?
Yeah.
I'll be back in November.
Okay.
To do some work with Bonfire.
Yeah,
and then I will be back to tour in April again.
Okay,
when the album is complete.
You're gonna tour in Holland.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, so.
But this Sunday we can go to you to Kampen, as ik het goed heb.
Yeah.
There are you in a church?
Yeah, I'm at Vida Church.
Vida Church.
Yeah, and and helping out, just being a part of the worship, and I'll also just share a couple of my own songs as well. So, if you're in the area,
yeah,
pop in.
Yeah, yeah. We gaan wel even een linkje op onze site plaatsen voor de mensen die hem ook live willen zien. How many numbers do you play Sunday?
Three. Yeah,
three.
I'll do a couple of my own, and then I'll be a part of the worship service that's going on there, and
okay,
and the worship going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna look as I come can come to Vida. Yeah.
Great, we could see.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Does you have also one visitor? Yeah. Yeah. Good. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be delighted
which song?
I have a song in my mind. I'm gonna grab my phone if you don't mind.
Nee, that is good. Hij pakt zijn telefoon er even bij. Want het gaat nu echt gebeuren. Ja. Het is mooie dat hij mijn Nederlands gewoon lekker niet verstaat. Dat is het mooiste ervan.
I don't want to forget the lyrics on this one. So this is a song called Where You Are. And I actually wrote this one on the piano. But, we recorded it today.
Oké. Okay. Ah, kijk. Het is dus vandaag opgenomen. Dus het is echt vers van de pers. We have 5 minutes. Dus you have to play to the news. Yeah? You must go to the news to play.
All right. I'll do my best.
Okay. I will thank you that you're here.
My pleasure.
I have a little present for you.
Love presents.
For in Ireland.
Oh, yeah? Lovely. Thank you.
That you always remember me.
Okay.
In the Polder studio.
Oh, yeah. Delighted.
Yes.
That would be lovely.
Thank you that you was here. And have a good time here in Holland. And we see together.
Yeah.
Yes?
Thank you.
Hij gaat nog 1 nummer voor ons spelen. Ik ben even de titel kwijt. Weet jij het nog?
Nee.
Nee, hè?
Where you are.
Where you are. Yeah. Nou, we zijn hier. And we gonna listen to your song. En dan spreken we elkaar na het nieuws en het weer terug voor nog een uur The Glory of Gospel.
Your face shines upon us, shines upon us in your beauty. Your grace rests upon us, rests upon us in your glory. 'Cause where you are, I am free. And where you are, my soul can breathe. Where you are, I long to be every moment. Your eye is upon us, is upon us with affection, and your voice is a treasure. You're a treasure. We are listening, 'cause where you are I am free, and where you are my soul can breathe. Where you are I long to be every moment. Oh, where you are I am free. Where you are my soul can breathe. Where you are I long to be every moment. You're the God who will not close the door, but you stand at ours and call once more. You're the God who laid down everything to break down the walls that separate. You're the God who will not walk away from the world you love and the life you made. You're the God who turns his ear to prayer. The broken heart is welcome near, 'cause where you are I am free, and where you are my soul can breathe. Where you are I long to be every moment.